So this story I saw popped up, and I'm like, you know, this is really not new. I've heard this before. In fact, I first heard of this bizarre story years ago, of all places, the Rush Limbaugh show, when he described what he had heard and did a comedic routine. And now the National Park Service has officially issued a warning on its Facebook page, urging visitors in the national parks and other areas to please stop licking the toads. Yes, I said licking the toads. Yuck. Yeah, you'd think that, wouldn't you?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Yeah. This is serious. National Park Service on its Facebook page. As we say, with most things you come across in a national park, whether it be a banana slug, unfamiliar mushroom, or a large toad with glowing eyes in the dead of night, please refrain from licking. Of course, on your Morning Team Show page, we have a picture for you. This is a picture of that toad right there.
Oh, my gosh.
That's because these toads, which is, by the way, specifically the Sonoran Desert Toad, also known as the Colorado River Toad, it secretes a hallucinogenic substance.
Mm-hmm.
People licking toads to get high. This is goes back to the Rush Limbaugh reference when he discovered this, and he did a routine on it. And one of the parts of the routine was, and I, when you think about it, and this could go on with a number of very weird things you hear about in the world today.
Mm-hmm.
How does someone discover that in the first place? And then somebody discovers it, and then because it becomes known, that means somebody had to tell somebody what they did. I mean,
right.
As strange it would be to lick a toad in the first place, you'd have to tell somebody so other people find out.
Oh. Seems like I saw an art. They did a story on that, I want to say, on CBS This Morning years ago after that Rush Limbaugh.
Wouldn't surprise me.
Report. Yeah.
Yeah.
But still, why would you tell anybody that you actually did that?
Because you want other people to share in your pleasure. Yeah. Hey! You know, apparently a mushroom isn't good enough, or just smoking a little weed isn't good enough. Let's go lick a toad. But the seriousness of this is, from the National Poison Center, is the secretion, while it can lead to a high, they say, also can cause severe irritation, pain, and tissue damage. Just one lick can cause numbness of the mouth and throat, as well as severe and life-threatening effects on the heart. Is it worth the risk, I ask you?
Probably not.
You'd think so. But apparently it's a risk that people are taking. In fact, from this article, it says here that some toad users have discovered that you don't even have to lick the creatures, but you can smoke the secretions. And now the toad in New Mexico is considered threatened, due in part to over-collecting by people who are wanting the mind-altering secretions.
Hmm. Charlie, the fact that you just said toad users.
Yeah. That's how it's described here.
That's just
really, two words you never thought you'd hear being used. Toad users.
Yuck.
So this is what happens for some people. I would hope that it's a very small part of the population that's engaging this, but enough that the National Park Service had to put out a warning, and enough that it's causing, as it says here in the article, New Mexico is considering the toads now being threatened because so many people are seeking out the toad secretions. How do you get the secretions if you're not licking it? Does that mean you have to scrape the toads?
I wouldn't know.
I wouldn't want to know.
Thank you, Denise. Yes. And, you know, on that note, how often we say to listeners, you know, if you know.
we're not going to ask that.
We don't want to know.
We don't want to know. Exactly right. Please don't tell us. We don't really want to know. We're just issuing this warning from the National Park Service. And I said, I saw this and I'm like, eh. But now it's popping up in several different places. So it's like, as a service to you, of course. So now when this story does pop up, you already know about it. You can ignore it.
Did I read somewhere that former boxing champion Mike Tyson?
Oh, thank you.
Experimented with these toads.
It says here, boxing great Mike Tyson is among the toads aficionados. That should tell you something right there, folks.
An aficionado.
Yes,
there you go.
He says he first tried it as a dare when he was a wreck in his life, but he has since improved. The toad has taught me that I'm not going to be here forever. There's an expiration date. You learned that from a toad?
And not from being punched in the face? Yeah. The things you don't learn on your way to someplace else.
It was a dare. That's why he tried it.
Of course.
On a dare. Of course.
On
yeah.
a dare.
How else would you try it? Would you really do it on your own for that? We'll put the picture we have for you, just in case you're in a national park. We have a picture now. You know what kind of toad to watch out for, and just in case you have the
inclination. When I see toads in my flower garden, I don't look at them thinking, "Gosh, I want to taste that."
I can only imagine your neighbor's reactions. What's that Denise doing now?